Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're pleased to be joined today by Dr. Melissa Bailey, Emporia State Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science in Forensic Science Program. Dr. Bailey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
We're doing all right. Well, before we start talking about the seminar series, which I think is becoming, you know, increasingly popular the last several years, let's talk about the Master of Science in Forensic Science program at Emporia State and, I guess, really what it offers for folks.
Well, we're excited because we continually listen to student feedback, and we're always looking to make it relevant to, do things that are important to the forensic science community. And so we have three concentrations available. We do criminalistics, chemistry, and biology. So that really prepares people for a wide variety of careers, everything from DNA and toxicology to crime scene investigation. And so as a consequence, we get a great variety of students with a lot of different interests.
Have all of these forensic-related TV shows added to the popularity maybe of this program, or these programs, I should say?
I think so, but I think also what really drives it is the fact that, you know, it used to be that a bachelor's degree would, you'd be a shoo-in for a job, and now really a master's degree is almost the new bar, you know, it's the new minimum. So I think that's a lot of what drives interest in graduate programs.
How many, really, I guess, positions are open, and where can people find positions here once they have the master's degree?
Positions are available in public crime labs, so you think about, you know, Johnson County, Sedgwick County, KBI, and those types of things, and our students have been very successful getting those types of jobs. The trick with that is that they are very competitive, and, you know, you're sometimes, depending on budget year, you're waiting for someone to retire. So we always tell our students, you know, keep your eyes open also for private experiences. And so think places like Quest Diagnostics and CRL up in Kansas City have hired a tremendous number of our students because they do forensic work just in the private sector.
So you're just talking basically locally and regionally here. Nationally, are there a lot of openings in this field for the most part,
yes.
Melissa?
Yeah, there are, and that's actually a piece of advice we give our students is if you're open to moving around the country, there's a lot of jobs to be had.
Okay. Well, I guess with that in mind, let's tee up the latest in the seminar series, and you've already had a couple of seminars the way it sounds, but you've called this one here, She's a Pistol. Do tell.
Yes. So this is actually, I didn't even make up the title, that's from the name of a gun shop in Kansas City. Really sad story, actually. There were four teenagers. They actually had scoped out the place to rob it. They thought it was a female-owned gun store, and they also gave self-defense lessons and shooting lessons. They thought that Becky, one of the owners, was alone, and so that's when they chose to break in. It turns out her husband was in the back, and so after she got hit, she had her nose broken in the process. He came out to defend her, got in a shootout with the four teenagers, and he wound up dying.
So who will your guest presenters be? This is coming up, by the way, Monday, February 13th, Science Hall 72 at 7 p.m. So who will we have in presenting, Melissa?
We have Vanessa Reebley, who actually, she's now an attorney who went into private practice, but at the time she was the prosecutor on the case. And then Captain Corey Wilburn, Shawnee PD, he was one of the people at the scene. I've heard Vanessa speak before. That's actually how I met her, is she presented at a conference that I was at. She's a wonderful speaker, so I'm looking forward to both of them.
Why is it so important here as we talk about the speaker series to have people who were connected in some way to the events that you're highlighting as opposed to somebody who may be doing some outright side research but doesn't have that kind of ground truth connection to these cases?
I think it is that connection. When you talk to someone who has personally worked with the victim or personally been to the crime scene, it's just on a whole other level of detail and their passion and their enthusiasm for it. And so I've never been disappointed by any of our speakers. But, you know, when you bring that personal aspect into it, it really makes an impact.
So how will the forensics be tied into She's a Pistol, Melissa?
I believe they're going to go through a little bit of the court proceedings, a little bit of the case itself, and some of the just, you know, the logistics in how they investigated the crime, which is really interesting. It was kind of a complicated scene. You had a lot of bullet holes. You had a lot of bullets flying with five people that were armed. So it was kind of a complicated crime scene. They did have, interestingly enough, in this, they actually caught the entire thing on surveillance footage. So this was a little bit easier in terms of, you know, there weren't a lot of questions about what actually happened. But, you know, the whole thing is just very interesting.
Understood. Looking ahead, it sounds like the March presentation has had to be reset, but it sounds like you've got a really good one coming for April.
Yes, the Deborah Green murders. This was a case where this happened in the 90s, and she was a doctor in Kansas City that poisoned her husband with ricin, which you don't hear about every day, and then committed arson. So that one I'm really looking forward to. Our March 6th speaker, yes, I'm hoping to get her back next year. Happy reason for her canceling. She's pregnant with twins, and her due date got moved up.
There we go, yeah. So let's talk about invite. Basically, the public's invited, correct?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
No charge?
No charge. It's completely free. The only thing we suggest is that, you know, if you've got younger kids, so I would say high school age, it's perfectly fine for maybe eighth grade, but younger than that, you might want to watch the kids just because it might get a little graphic.
I was going to ask you, Melissa, you know, you get a chance to work as far as scheduling these are concerned, but what type of things do you learn about forensics as sitting in on these different presentations?
Well, you know, forensics is such a broad field, and my background is toxicology, so I really didn't get to go to crime scenes. I don't work with firearms, so, you know, everyone that we bring in just has a different aspect and a different perspective, and then even the cases that do involve toxicology, all of them are a little different, so I learn something every time.
All right, so She's a Pistol, the third of, four seminars this year at Emporia, yes, State University, coming up in Science Hall 72, so exactly... Where is Science Hall 72 located, Melissa?
If people will park by the middle entrance of Science Hall, which is just off Merchant Street, and they go down the stairs, they will literally run into the room. So it's pretty easy to find.
Sounds good. All right, Melissa, are we missing anything before we wrap things up today?
I don't think so. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, good to talk to you. Dr. Melissa Bailey, Emporia State Professor of Biological Sciences and Director of the Master of Science in Forensic Science Program. Dr. Bailey, thanks again.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Dr. Melissa Bailey joining us on The Buzz.